أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين فهو خير الناصر ومعين. Today is 23rd of December 2009, session number 5 on commentary on hadith of nafs of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And I have posted all the last four sessions on that email address I have given you. You put it there? Okay. So anyone who wants to access it, you know, I've told you, you can go to that email account. So before I start, tonight will not be a very long session, probably because you came first, you came late. Second is I'm a bit tired. Third is, by the time they finish their sessions, the parents want to go home, so you all have to go. But still I prefer to start with asking. Remember I told you from day one that I would ask some questions. If anyone volunteers, that's good. Otherwise I will pick myself and say, come here and talk about. Let's start with who can tell me about how many nafs Imam Ali has explained and those names of those nafs. Yes, Jafar.
The plaintiff one, and the animalistic one.
Animalistic one, yes.
The intellectual, yes.
Divine intellectual. The last one, what was the first one? Ahsan, divine universal. Good. So we have Ahsan, four nafs Imam Ali alayhi salam explains. And now who can tell me about, I ask questions about nafs and nabati or plantic nafs. What was the origin of plantic nafs? No one knows?
Four elements.
What was the four elements, High Sajid?
Earth, water, air.
Metal?
Fire.
So the origin of the plantic nafs is these four elements: earth, water, wind, they say, which is air, and fire. So the next question, tell me, who can tell me when is that nafs created? Nafs, plantic nafs. At what stage it is created?
Maybe
close. You said it right, and then you made it wrong. Yes, when the zygote is created, when is the baby is conceived? That's when the plantic nafs is made there and then. Okay, and who knows what was the material of plantic nafs? What is it made of? What material makes that plantic nafs? You remember I said it in Arabic. Maddatuha means its material is? Sorry?
No.
Plantic nafs. I said. What a confusion. No. I'm asking a different question. I'm saying, What is the material for the plantic nafs?
What is it made of?
The seed.
What do you mean seed?
The seed that is four elements.
Four elements is the origin. It is originates from the four elements, but it is made of. Latoiful aghziye. What was latoiful aghziye? Yes, the essence of the food we eat, right? And so, what was the action of plantic nafs, plantic soul? Growth and increase. Okay, that's encouraging. And when it separates from the body, where does it go back?
Where it started.
Ahsan Jafar. لاوت صلوات بر جعفر. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد. Now few questions about نفس الحسیت الحیوانیه. What was حسیت الحیوانیه, Arni? I asked the person whose Arabic is not, he doesn't know much Arabic. Okay, you say animals. Ahsan. So hissi means sense, the sensual, which works with senses, and hayvani means animal. So we keep repeating this, Arni, so that you gradually familiarize with Arabic words. I know you don't know Arabic, but that's why you come to class, to gradually learn. So the second nafs was hissiyatul hayvaniyah, sensual, which works with senses, and animalistic. Okay, questions. Where does it come from? Sorry? Galaxies. Originates from galaxies and stars. And when does it create? It's created when? At what stage?
4 months.
4 months. Right? And what is the action? The fail and action of it. Sorry. MashaAllah, everyone knows. I'm really praising you. So okay, let's go one by one. So this way, I cannot hear you. You tell Jeff. No, you have already answered. Who wants to answer this? What is the action fail of it? You were telling it before I tell. Everyone was saying it together. You say, Jaffa. Question is, what is the action of animalistic soul? What things does it do? Sorry? I can't hear you. No. You're tired. Motion and movement is the same. Sorry? Acquire what? Acquire Shahab, material desires. And what is? Zulm, injustice. So injustice is an act of hayvaniyat. And ghalaba, ahsan, means dominance. Okay, remember things that I'm saying now. These have all practical implications. Whenever we do any injustice, we have there and then we have to remember, at that very moment we are animal. Pure animal. You cannot exclude, you cannot make any justification. You know, any injustice, there. Whenever we are after any material desire, right there and then we are animals. When we are eating, we are animals. Right? That's fine. It's okay. No worries. If we are animal within the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us, it's okay. But of course, not doing zone, for instance, that is not that part. And so, next question: when it separates from the body, where does it go?
Galaxies.
Back to stars and galaxies. And here, the difficult questions is from here. So, alhamdulillah, you all know the plantic nafs or vegetative nafs and animalistic nafs. The third one, divine intellectual, which is the nafs of human being. Okay? Please just raise your hand and I ask you to say. When does it start?
When the baby is born.
So, if before a baby is born, in the mother's womb, it still does not have the human soul. It is animal soul. So, where does it reside, this soul? Where is the showroom of it? You remember, I told you there is. Where does it reside?
Next to the neighborhood of Allah?
No. Really? No one remembers? Okay, I say the question again. Sorry? Who says it? Yes, who is saying it? You? No, who said knowledge? You said knowledge?
احسنت. الله صلوات بر سعدیا. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد. So it was the residence of it where it stays is ma'arif al haqiqiyyah. That's real science, real knowledge. And where does it come from? Sorry? Ahsan. It comes from the neighborhood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very, that soul is very close to Allah. Who can say a verse in Quran which is related to this matter? I've said it, that verse. Ahsan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says nafaqtu fihi min ruhi, means exactly this. And what was the material of this? Mawad duha. That was a difficult one. No. Good. Ahsan. Ahsan. Intellectual acknowledgement. Material of that nafs is intellectual acknowledgement. What is intellectual acknowledgement? That means when you learn something using your aql, basically. Simply putting it, when we use our aql and acknowledge something. Of course, if anyone uses his aql and acknowledges something, that means he's learning it, isn't it? We cannot just acknowledge, right? If I write some complex mathematical equation here, you cannot acknowledge it. Even if you do, it is of no value. So, material of nafs, human soul is intellectual learning. Let's put it this way, intellectual learning. فعلها, what is the action of it? Action of human soul. What does it do? Sorry? Ahsan, ahsan. Ma'arif al-Rabbaniyya. Ma'arif al-Rabbaniyya is learning about Allah, the knowledge of Allah. It acquires the knowledge of Allah. And what is the reason it separates from the body? What I gave you a reason, I read you a reason. You remember? Shafa?
When was it?
About 2 days and 14 hours ago. I think 2 days ago I said.